Hello. We are reading the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. We are in item 33. You can find the study materials on the websites. Now remains the clarification of the sixth inquiry, which is the words of our sages who said that all the worlds, upper and lower, were created only for man. It seems very peculiar that for man, whose worth is but a wisp compared to the reality before us in this world, much less compared to the upper spiritual worlds, the Creator would go to all the trouble of creating all these for Him. And even more peculiar is, what would man need all these vast spiritual worlds for? You should know that any contentment of our Maker from bestowing upon His creatures depends on the extent that the creatures feel Him, that He is the giver, and He is the one who delights them. Then He takes great pleasure in them, as a father playing with his beloved son, to the extent that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father, and his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him. As it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he a child of joy? For whenever I speak of him, I do remember him still. Hence, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones who have been granted feeling Him and recognizing His greatness in all those manners He has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son, like a father with his child of joy. We need not continue about this, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worth his while to create all the worlds higher and lower alike.
Questions? None. Then continue.
34.
To prepare His creatures to attain the aforementioned exalted degree, the Creator wanted to do it by an order of four degrees that evolve from one another, caught still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. These are, in fact, the four phases of the will to receive, by which the upper worlds are divided. For although the majority of the desire is in phase four of the will to receive, it is impossible for phase four to appear at once. But by its preceding three phases, in which and through which it gradually develops and appears until it is fully completed in the form of phase four.
עד שנשלמה בכל צורתה שבבחינה ד' כמבואר בתעש חלק א'. למד ה'
35. In phase one of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category, but no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements to satisfy the need. Since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates only the whole of the category at once, but its power over the particular items is indistinguishable. 36. The vegetative is added to it, which is phase two of the will to receive. Its measure is greater than the still, and its will to receive dominates each and every one of its items, since each item has its own movement, expanding to the length and to the width, and moving toward the sun. Also, the matter of eating, drinking, secretion of waste is also apparent in each item. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent in them.
Lamedain
37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase three of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each unit separately. Yet, they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to share others' pains or joys.
Lamed het.
38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase four of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase three of the will to receive, which is the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I will tell you that it is as the value of a single creature compared to the whole of reality. This is because the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others, too, becomes needy of everything that others have, too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. If he has 100, he wants 200. And so he needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all there is in the whole world.
Lametet.
39. Now we have shown that the Creator's desired goal for creation, He had created to bestow upon His creatures, so they would know His truthfulness and greatness, and receive all the delight and pleasure He had prepared for them, in the measure described in the verse, Ephraim, my darling son, is he a child of joy?
Thus,
you clearly find that this purpose does not apply to the still and the great spheres such as the earth, the moon, or the sun. However luminous they may be, and not to the vegetative or the animate, for they lack the sensation of others, even from among their own species. Therefore, how can the sensation of the godly and his bestowal apply to them? Humankind alone, having been prepared with the sensation of others of the same species, who are similar to them, after working in Torah and Mitzvot, when they invert their will to receive to a desire to bestow and achieve equivalence of form with their Maker, they receive all the degrees that have been prepared for them in the upper worlds called Neran Chai. By this they become qualified to receive the purpose of the thought of creation. After all, the purpose of creation of all the worlds was for man alone. He speaks about feeling the others, that through that you can attain the higher goal. So it starts from a person looking at others and wanting what they have that he doesn't, meaning something negative. And then, supposedly, we have to invert it into bestowal. So it's a bit weird how a person sees that the others has something, he's envious, not from good envy, it's bad envy. So how can he turn that into bestowal?
But he has an understanding of what it means to give, to bestow to another. He has the feeling of the other.
No, I look at my grandson or my granddaughter. and she looks at the other. She doesn't want anything.
The
moment someone else has something, she's willing to do anything and hit and to get anything to attain it. There's no understanding what bestowal is.
But that's still the degree of animal.
But Kamei.
It doesn't matter. Also with the other people, it's the same.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No?
No?
It could be the yes.
Where's that patent? I have to increase these needs or how to work with them.
Yes. As these inclinations grow, a person begins to feel good and evil in a different measure.
So it's by limitation, first of all?
Yes, you see it like that. It starts from zero and rises and rises. Okay.
Also about the feeling of the other, what's the difference when an animate degree can feel the heard? Or what he's speaking about, the speaking degree that can feel the other?
Oh, no, the fact that the degree of animal feels its flock or its herd, that's just her will to receive that helps her. Whereas on the degree of speaking, it's already leads it to another degree.
And also at some point he says that the feeling of the other on the degree of man is to feel the sorrow of his friend.
Yes, meaning he's using the feeling of the other already on another degree.
So how does this development happen, that a person really identifies with the sorrow or the happiness of the others?
Because its inner development brings him the impression of what's in others, and he seemingly inscribes it upon himself.
What does that mean?
That it's happening with him.
Thank you.
כן.
הוא כותב שכל הנחת רוח של יוצר.
He writes that the contentment of our maker is to the extent that the created beings feel him.
Yes.
And he explains that there's a still vegetative and animate compared to the point of feeling the Creator, of giving him contentment.
Let's say,
can you explain that? Because the still vegetative animate, it's clear, it's a...
But
on behalf of the speaking, can we explain the development of giving contentment to his maker through these four phases?
No, not yet. Wait. Oren, you wanted something?
Why is the feeling of the other a means to developing towards feeling godliness?
Because godliness is also the other. The godliness is outside of me, it's besides me. So I need to develop that feeling of the other gradually until I begin to perceive, to feel godliness. Yes.
What evolution in the ability to feel the others has to happen in man so he can advance from feeling the others to feeling godliness and his good?
These are degrees. The degrees of the desire to receive within which he feels. In which he feels the other. And then he can rejoice or be sorry. And to acquire from the other his impression, his excitement, and that's how he grows. Yes.
Where does the feeling of godliness start on that axis?
In the end, seemingly. In the end, well, in the beginning, he feels himself. Then that which the friend has. And then what is in his friend and he doesn't have. And then for it to only be for his friend.
And
he moves to the bestower where it hurts him in what his friend suffers. And this is how he advances in developing his feeling.
Ken?
What takes him on through this axis or this timeline from him becoming a bestower that he's hurting from the pain of his friend? He wants it only for his friend. What's that transition?
This transition of the will to receive and its development, where he starts to feel his friend the way he feels himself, and then begins to feel his friend more than he feels himself, and then he is ready to give up everything he has for the sake of the friend.
Why?
Because that's how the desire to receive it develops.
And
whatever he has becomes more important than what I have.
What develops the will to receive to that degree?
Bestowal from above. Just like all the rest of the degrees. No degree develops, but only through bestowal from above.
Again.
Yes. And where does the feeling of godliness start?
Nice. Meaning we develop in the degree of still, vegetative and animal, speaking, and godliness.
When does that start in the process?
It's the fifth degree.
What's the condition for it to come, to be born?
That I am constantly working with my desire to receive, to develop it to the feeling of the other, outside of him, more and more.
Why, when this develops and you start feeling the other, it will bring a feeling of godliness with it?
Because the feeling of the other is called the feeling of godliness.
What's the addition of feeling the friend to the feeling of godliness?
Only a greater degree. Only a higher up, greater degree. There is nothing else besides that. Because it all depends on me, and it's felt in me.
Greater in what?
Greater in the feeling of equivalence, adhesion, incorporation with this other.
בסדר? כן.
אוקיי.
גם להמשיך את אורן, עדיין לא ברור.
To continue אורן, he writes,
תוכל להשכיל ולדעת שהשועים הגדולים של השם
יתברך, that the stages towards the Creator is to attain knowing His greatness.
Yes.
So how? By the will to receive on the degree of man, how does it start feeling the other by feeling his sorrow and being happy with his joy? How from that does he reach feeling of greatness of the Creator and everything the Creator prepared for him and that there's contentment above?
Because he reveals the Creator as the source to all the changes.
How from his attitude towards a friend, through that, he discovers the Creator is the source of all changes.
Because he discovers that all the changes that are in a friend and all the changes that are in him come from the higher up degree, which is the Creator.
It seems that it can happen in me, love of others. I see that there's a...
So there's no feeling. What is love? Love is a certain feeling of the other.
But the feeling that there's an upper force working on me and on the friend and moving us and activating us, it means that in order to reach me, I have to love the others?
I don't understand what you're asking.
I'll try again. How from having a relation from man and the other
to the other,
how from that do you reach the Creator?
So as you develop your attitude towards the other more and more and more, you feel that you're dependent on this, that you're connected to this, that through the other you connect to him to you, and you bestow to him, and you can also bestow to the Creator through the other. And not in any other way, in a direct manner, you cannot connect to him. Notice this. Only through others. So in your eyes, the other becomes important. It's the degree between you and the Creator.
That's clear, even though the others are a means to reach the Creator.
Yes.
Here he speaks of a purpose that by knowing the greatness of the Creator and feeling it, from that there's the wholeness of the Creator and giving him contentment and everything.
Yes.
So how from man changing his relation towards the others, which is the means, how from that does he know the wholeness of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator?
He learns this from that. The Creator is also the other. The friend is also the other.
So if I feel the greatness of the friend and how the friend is concerned of me and working on me and...
You will have to recognize that, of course.
Even though all the benefits that he sees that come from the Creator, he sees it as coming from the others.
It does come from the other. But he starts to correlate it with the Creator. Attribute it to the Creator. Let's continue.
כן, גם, גם, אז עדיין לא, קשה להרגיש את זה, אם אפשר לקרוא ב...
It's hard to feel it, if you can...
I can't help you feel, do you understand?
נשתדל לענות, אבל להרגיש...
Ask and we'll try to answer, but to feel does not depend on me.
אם אפשר לקרוא את הפסקה הזאת על הבן יקירי...
If we could read that about my son Ephraim...
באיזה אות?
441 טור ב', כמו שאומר הכתוב...
באיזה אות בבקשה?
אות למד ג'
In what item?
איזה פסקה בלמד ג'
בעמוד 441
אין לי עמוד
33
וצריך שתדע
כמו שאומר הכתוב, הבן יקיר לי.
כמו שאומר הכתוב, הבן יקיר לי, אפרים, המלט שעשועים.
As it is written,
Ephraim, my darling son, his year child joy. Whenever I speak of him, I do remember him still, and I yearn with him, and surely I have mercy on him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones who have been granted feeling him and recognizing his greatness in all those manners he has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son. Like a father with his child of joy. Yes, and we need to continue about this, for it is enough for us to know that for this, well.
So the Creator wants us to feel him as a loving father and everything he prepared.
At least, yes.
And from that, he sends us to play with other kids in the kindergarten. So it's not clear. If I want my son to love me and to feel as much as I love him, I wouldn't tell him, go play with other kids and then you'll feel how much I love you.
But you need to develop him. He was born as an animal, and you want to raise him to the degree of speaking of an Adam, a developed one, and even to the degree of the Creator. So how will you do that if you haven't used those degrees?
The order isn't clear, because with other kids it's my degree.
But he begins to recognize that he's dependent on others, and to the extent that he's connected to them, then they give him and he gives them, that there's some mutual obligation, a mutual connection.
So that's still on this level of the will to receive, as we described about the kids in the kindergarten.
Okay.
I don't even see there are other kids, and I see there's more, so I want to take their toys.
No, you want to give them gifts in order to receive from them gifts. So you're developing from the degree of animal to the degree of a man.
So first I want to take their toys, and I understand that I'd better give them something in order to take the toy. So how does a bestowal and a feeling of a loving father come from this?
If you want to be connected to others, because your life depends on this, then you search for ways to be connected to them. And then you need to connect to appeal to the Creator, because you start to feel dependent on him.
What's my life?
Your life. If you won't be able to connect with people, you won't be able to survive.
Okay,
so I'm in kindergarten. I understand I have to exchange toys with others, otherwise I won't have toys. So that's my life right now.
Yes,
so where does this higher thing called bestow come from?
From your developing desire to receive, you want what the friends have, and you understand that you have to give them in order to receive from them, and in your attitude between you, life is dependent on that, and that's how you grow.
This is all in the mind, like he writes, like the merchant that becomes more sophisticated. And
of course it's through the desire to receive. Well,
when does this thing become bestowal?
To bestowal, it's only by the reforming light. But for the time being, you feel that you're dependent on them. They don't want to play with you. You're doing certain actions so they will want to come closer to you and play with you, and you with them. And then between you, there's some commonality. And in that sharing, you start to feel how much better you can arrange yourself relative to them, so that they will be better towards you. etc. It's clear to us. It's the will to receive that's managing everything here.
And how's that connected, the will to receive, and this game that comes more sophisticated to a force that comes from above, that it is what makes the true change in the end.
That comes from the shattering. By the shattering. Meaning, you need to understand that there is a boundary to the extent in which you can arrange things with your own forces.
That's felt.
That's felt, so what's the problem in that case?
What happens from here on? So there's a limit, so.
I didn't understand, what are you asking?
The limit is clear, it's felt. I'm limited, that's clear.
Well,
how's that connected to the fact that a force will come from above and make this inversion?
I didn't understand.
In the end, this inversion, the will to be still comes from above.
Yes.
And that happens, it's not clear, again, if it comes from above. So how is that connected with all the actions that we do, Rabash articles, everything we learn?
Do you need to raise man to this or not?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. So of course, yes.
So in the end, all the actions are supposed to bring us to the feeling of a limit and a request.
Yes. Well.
The feeling of the other, we said it's called love. But in the relation to the Creator, there's fear first. There's three types.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as in relation to the others? We're speaking about love and connection. What is this type, this highest fear towards the Creator, that He is the one in control? How is that in the relationships between the friends?
You also discover that you're somewhat dependent on them, and you won't be able to come to any spiritual success if you don't connect to them properly.
In the relation towards the friends, is there a type of fear that we should have there?
A form of fear in relation to?
Let's say in the 10, we're speaking about connection and love. It seems like the second stage.
There's also in that the same thing. You start to fear that whether the friends won't love you.
All the way we act before the friends, do we also have these stages of fear that first you are worried about personal things and...
There is somewhat, yes.
What's the highest stage between the friends?
That you're dependent on the connection with them.
Why? That's important, the connection. That's what helps me jump.
Yes, because that's the order of the degrees.
Until the connection will be important from all other types of fear, that's what I have to reach. Thank you.
Well, give it to your friend. What to do to a person that doesn't feel that he necessitates others, needs others, even though he learned about it, he understood. Rav, he needs to develop more. Question, but the prayer, you said that we actually need, that the solution is prayer. But the prayer needs to come out of the depth of the heart. Rav, but he doesn't have that. If a person doesn't feel that he's lacking, then he's not lacking. So he remains in a degree like everyone. and doesn't reach the degree of Adam. Question, why is it such that the more a person develops, the more he feels like he doesn't need anyone? He doesn't need anyone except for the Creator. Okay, it's true that he can act and say yes, and maybe even write about that and tell others how important it is and how to what extent he doesn't feel anything within. But the person doesn't feel that. It doesn't matter how many years, if he learns for 20 years, he still doesn't get that. He will have to incarnate. To incarnate again.
Question.
Do the deeds themselves, without feeling, do they also invite the reforming light? Rav, it could be. So we have to do more deeds? Yes?
To
continue, Shaul, the relationship between the recognition of the ability that you should arrange something with your forces, the shattering and the prayer, all those three things, how do they work with one another? Are there stages between them? Or? It depends on how incorporated they are with one another. Question, what is this shattering? It's kind of not inclusive, is it? A process that the creature doesn't want the shattering. He comes without a desire for this.
Yes, but the shattering in him is revealed to him.
So man can only take place after the shattering, not just in the recognition of the ability to sort things.
Well, yes.
Oh.
Where are we?
We're in item 40.
40.
Ken.
Likron?
Read it.
Ken.
Yes.
Otmem.
Item 40.
And
I know that it is completely unacceptable in the eyes of some philosophers. They cannot agree that man, who they regard as low and worthless, is the center of the magnificent creation. But they're like a worm that was born inside a radish. It lives there and thinks that the world of the Creator is as bitter, dark, and small as the radish in which it was born. But as soon as it breaks the peel of the radish and peeps out, it says in bewilderment, I thought the whole world was like the radish I was born in. And now I see a grand, beautiful, and wondrous world before me. So too are those who are immersed in the shell of the will to receive they were born with and did not try to take the unique spice, which are the practical Torah and mitzvot, which can break this hard shell and turn it into a desire to bestow contentment upon the Maker, it is certain that they must determine according to their worthlessness, and emptiness as they truly are. They cannot comprehend that this magnificent reality had been created only for them. Indeed, had they delved in Torah and Mitzvot to bestow contentment upon their Maker with all the required purity, and would try to break the shell of the will to receive in which they were born, and would assume the desire of to bestow, their eyes would promptly open to see and attain for themselves all the degrees of wisdom, intelligence, and clear mind that have been prepared for them in the spiritual worlds. Then they would say for themselves that our sages said, what does a good guest say? And then they would say to themselves, what does a good guest say? Everything the host has done, he has done only for me.
Okay. What?
Good
morning, teacher. I just want to understand, to try to understand the process better. Let's say, case that happened to me. You said that when you deal with the toys, and I remember with the friend, you said you play with toys, and then you're envious of it. So let's say a friend brought a new T-Max, something white, everything that I wanted. He's playing all the, he's showing it off right in my eyes, kind of like that. He's saying, that's it, I'll bring the same car, but it'll be black. Amazing. I'll, poke his eyes out, then. And then let's say you're working on Torah and Mitzvot during this time. So what, will you suddenly not want this T-Max? Are you capable of limiting and annulling your desires, all your desires that way? Is that the sign?
I guess so.
So how can I look at him?
I don't
know. But explain, tell us. What would you do?
No,
let's say you were jealous of him. You wanted something that he has. That's like, toys for adult toys. So let's say you worked on Torah and Mitzvot, and then some quality changed in you, and you received the ability from above to what? Limit yourself, and then you won't want anymore these things? Or how will you look at them? Won't you want to, you'd want to poke his eyes out?
Keep going, and it will be clarified.
Nothing
I can say.
Did you have such a state where you were jealous of a friend and you wanted something and he was like in your territory and you wanted to give it back to him? Like that?
No.
No.
No. I was only envious that I couldn't read good in Hebrew. I couldn't remember the words in Hebrew, what's written. Because I didn't have the basic knowledge of the language. That's it. But also in that, I wasn't so envious or something, because what the Creator gave me, that's what I have to accept. I guess it's for my benefit. Specifically that way.
So when you're like envious of like people who control Hebrew, or
I'm not jealous of them because this is how the Creator made me. That I'm not good in Hebrew and in languages altogether. I'm clogged completely. Also English, oh, any language. I couldn't deal with them.
No.
That's it.
So, envy pushing you, that's the animal?
It's not something special.
Envy is a good thing.
No.
But it's not the bestow. It's not an Adam. It's not a speaking. It's an animal.
It's an animal, yeah.
Okay, so what's the stage? Let's say you corrected it. What's the stage after fear, after envy? What can you do then?
You can be envious in all degrees, all the way, till the end. The envy of authors will bring more wisdom.
Yes, but envy and spirituality, like you said, it's not corporeal, it's not animal. So how is that envy expressed? He's posing before me and I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, I want to do to him what I want to do to him. Then after that, in spirituality, how do I envy him and how is it implemented?
I don't know. What can I tell you here? I'm envious of someone. But I can't be instead of him. I can't be like him. So what do I need to do? Kill him? What should I do?
What do you envy? I don't understand. In spirituality, what do you envy?
I don't have anything to be envious of.
In
spirituality, what is it that I'm looking at him and I'm just burned out from his envy for what he has?
He knows the wisdom better. He's on a higher degree than me in attaining the Creator. And I'm envious of that.
When you say he's in a degree, these things that you see, you say, oh, he's higher than me?
That's what it seems to me. It's things that you can't attain in matter, in material. Only in thought. It'll be okay. Yes.
We talked
about the feeling of the other, and we're always talking about a person as one. Each person is one. I want to ask, maybe about all of humanity that are going through this process. Also in humanity, as humanity, not as an individual, will there come a stage where humanity will reach a state of revelation of other? Let's say people on the outside will start to grasp that I will be inverted to the other?
Yes.
But we say that this will happen many times when we're talking about this process. It's like we come to some stage where we say, well, we're going to have to suffer for this to happen. It's not going to happen without suffering.
Yes.
Is there a manner in which humanity, I'm not talking about the individual, but humanity will go through this round without them having to, I don't know, the world, you know, be on the brink of explosion and then they'll be able to get to there?
You're asking me about something that can come in a few forms.
Okay, thank you.
Must speak.
Okay, enough. Where are we?
41.
But there still remains to clarify why man needs all the upper worlds the Creator had created for him. What use has he of them? Bear in mind that the reality of all the worlds is generally divided into five worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. In each of them are immeasurable details, which are the five sfirot, Gachabtum. The world of Ak, Adam Kadmon, is Keter. The world of Atzilut is Chokhmah. The world of Bria is Bina, and the world of Yetzirah is Tiferet, and the world of Asiya is Malchut. The lights clothed in those five worlds are called Yar
Yachnaram. The light of Yechida shines in the world of Adam Kadmon. The light of Chaya in the world of Atzilut. The light of Neshama in the world of Bria. The light of Ruach in the world of Yetzira. And the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya. All these worlds and everything in them are included in the holy name. Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the top of the Yud, and the tip of the Yud.
Merumaz Rak Bekutso Shel Yud Shel Hashem. Valken En Anu Medabrim Mimeno.
The lights clothed in the five worlds are lights of Yechida, shines in the world of Atik Kadmon, the light of Yechaya in the world of Atzilut, light of Neshama in Bria. All these worlds and everything in them are included in the holy name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the tip of the Yud. We have no perception in the first world, Ek Ak, hence it is only implied in the tip of the Yud in the name. This is why we do not speak of it and always mention only the four worlds of Bria. Yud is the world of Atzilut, Hey the world of Bria, Vav the world of Yetzira, and the bottom Hey is the world of Asiya. 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ein Sof to this world. However, they are included in one another, and in each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five Sfirot Kachab Tum, in which the five lights Naran Chai are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five Sfirot Kachab Tum in each world, there are the four spiritual categories, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in the world. And the vegetative category is called dresses. And the still category, the fourth faith, is called halls. Also, they all robe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five Sfirot Kachab Tum, which is the godliness in that world. In the matter of the ten Sfirot, which are godliness, will be explained in the preface to the Book of Zohar. The animate category, which is the angels, clothes over the souls, and vegetative, which is the dresses, clothe the angels. And the still, which is halls, surround them all. This clothing means that they serve one another and evolve from one another, as we have explained concerning the corporeal still, vegetative, and animate, and speaking in this world. As we said there, the three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, did not emerge for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and to be useful to him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, appeared there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category there, which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that they all clothe man's soul, meaning to serve him.
Yes. Oh, I don't see any questions. Keep going.
43. When man is born,
he immediately has nefesh of kedusha. Yet not actually nefesh, but the posterior of it. Its final phase, which due to its smallness is called a dot. It clothes man's heart in one's will to receive, which is found primarily in man's heart. Know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world, even in the smallest particle that can be found in that world. Thus, as there are five worlds in the whole of reality, which are the five sefirot kachabtum, there are five sefirot kachabtum in each and every world. And there are five sefirot in every little item in that world. We've said that this world is divided into still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, corresponding to the four sefirot chubtum. One still corresponds to malchut, two vegetative corresponds to tiferet, animate to binah, and speaking to chokhmah. And the root of them all corresponds to Keter. But as we have said, even in the smallest item in each species, in the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, there are four phases of still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Hence, even in a single item of the speaking category, meaning even in one person, there are also still vegetative, animate, and speaking, which are the four parts of his will to perceive, where the dot from the nefesh of Kedusha is clothed.
Next.
44. Prior to 13 years of age, there cannot be any emergence of the point in one's heart. But after 13 years, when he begins to engage in Torah mitzvot, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is fitting when serving the king, even in Loishma, the point in one's heart begins to grow and show its action. This is so because mitzvot do not need an intention. Even actions without intentions can purify one's will to receive, but only in the first degree, called still. To the extent that he purifies the still part of the will to receive, he builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of the nefesh of kedusha. And when one completes all 613 mitzvot in action, it completes the 613 organs in the point in the heart, which is the still of the nefesh of kedusha, whose 248 spiritual organs are built by observing the 248 mitzvot to do. And its 365 spiritual tendons are built through observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, until it becomes a complete partsuf of nefesh of kedusha. Then the nefesh rises and clothes the sfira of malchut,
and the spiritual world of Asiya. And all the spiritual elements of still vegetative animate and speaking in this world, and animate in that world, which correspond to that Sfira of Malchut of Asiya, serve and aid that Partsuf of Nefesh, of one who has risen there, to the extent that the soul perceives them, those concepts become its spiritual nourishment, giving it strength to grow and multiply until it can extend the light of the Sfira of Malchut of Asiya in all the desired completeness to light man's body, and that complete light helps one add exertion in Torah and Mitzvot and receive the remaining degree. And we have stated that immediately at the birth of man's body, the point of the light of Nefesh is born and dresses in him, so it is here when his Partsuf of Nefesh of Kedusha is born, and we have stated immediately that the birth of one's body, a point of the light of Nefesh, is born and dresses in him, so it is here as when his Partsuf of Nefesh of Kedusha is born, a point from its adjacent higher degree is born with it, meaning the last degree of the light of Ruach of Asiya, and dresses inside the Partsuf. So it is in all degrees, with each degree that is born, the last phase in the degree above is instantaneously appears within it. This is because this is the whole connection between higher and lower, through the top of the degrees. Thus, through this point, which exists in it from the upper one, it becomes able to rise to the next higher degree.
All right.
Good questions. So, bring them for tomorrow, and we'll start from them. And for now,
our schedule for our broadcast for today, for Wednesday, at noon we will have the afternoon lesson at 5:30 p.m. Israel time, reading the study of the Ten Sfirot. At 7:30 p.m. Zohar reading, and we'll conclude with a song.
La conexión, los amigos nos levantan, vamos camino a revelar al Hacedor,
el polvo levantar a la divinidad,
cuando está se desvanecerá cuando está.